Hey guys, I'm just sitting out here, just with the sound of cooking meat. Do you hear that? Because that is the sound of Argentine beautifulness, aka asado. That sounds rude. So this week was a pretty good week. We're just kind of doing the same thing as usual, going out preaching the word and stuff. But let's see. So last Monday, we just kind of came to our pantry. We all played soccer and had a good time. And yeah, let's see. Tuesday. The problem is I forget every week what happens during the week, so I've got to look at my agenda. But a ver. See, so Tuesday we went and we taught Nancy. So we went past Jonathan and his sister Nancy. So we started teaching his sister now, and she's pretty awesome. She didn't come to church on Sunday, which kind of made us sad. But either way, she's super awesome. So we went and we went to their house and we taught them with the Hermano Guloy, and he's just a total stud. Like, he's such a good guy. So on Sunday night, he doesn't have a job. Like, he's looking for a place to work. But like, they still like give us food. And like, this Sunday, they gave us food and it was so sweet. He like pulls up to our bench and like his motorcycle, he hops off and he has like two backpacks full of like food, full of like stuff to make tacos. And it was like the coolest thing ever. It was sweet. And so yeah, so whatever. So then this Germano came with us. We had like a really good lesson. We just talked about like the importance of receiving a testimony about the Book of Mormon, like by praying, and that like Nancy's just kind of like worried because she doesn't want us to like change her. She doesn't want to like become somebody she isn't or whatever. And so she's kind of like worried about that. But we were just talking about how like if she knows that this stuff is true, then she should make the changes in her life. It doesn't mean that she has to become like a Mormon robot, but we were just like, you know, like, yeah, sure, like you're gonna have to come to church and you have to like dress nice and stuff and like you're gonna have to like keep the commandments and stuff. But we said other than that, like, there's not really any like giant changes we're gonna be like making any, you know. And so ended up like being a really good lesson. We ended up just like with the invitation for them to come to church, which in the end they didn't end up coming because I guess that I don't know. What do you think? Maybe a little bit. Yeah, go for it. So what was I saying? So that was good. Then we went past this Juan and Esther, and that was good. We talked about the gospel, but like, it's so weird because they're like, yeah, I know the Book of Mormon's true, and like, I know what you guys are telling me is true. Like, I think that it's true because God showed me that it was true. And they're like, okay, will you get baptized? And they're like, no, I've already been baptized. Like, I don't need to get baptized again. And then we talk about like the authority, and we talk about Joseph Smith and how he received authority, and he's the only person in the world that received the authority. And then, like, then he passed it on to the people only in our church. And, like, they still were just like, yeah, no, like, I don't need to get baptized again. Like, I've already been baptized. And it's like, oh, come on, man. It's the worst. And I'm just like, how do you believe in the... No. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't need you guys to convince me to come over to your church. Like, I already believe in Christ and stuff. And they're just like, no. It's the worst. But whatever. So we went past them. That was good. Then we went past Facundo, Jonathan, Hermana Gonzalez, which was good. Let's see, then Thursday, we were going to go to San Francisco in the morning, but then the buses were all stopped, so we couldn't go. Which, that was the day we were supposed to go over to your pinch and clean it. But the thing was, there weren't even any buses.
Someone got shot.
Yeah, the bus driver. We went to the house of an investigator, and he said that his buddy was there. No, the friend of his friend was on the bus that got hit. Like, the guy got shot, and he sent a picture. Yeah, she sent a picture to to his friend, and so then our investigator had a picture of the guy on the bus, and he showed us the picture, and he just headshot, man. It was pretty gross.
That was like just 15 blocks away from the border.
From your pinch?
Yeah.
Fetch. That's scary. Yeah, like apparently like the cops were trying to stop him or whatever, or there were like choros that were like going against the, there was like a bunch of gangsters that were shooting off with the police, and then like the bus drove through it, and then the guy just got shot in the head. Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, so there was a paro, pretty much. Sorry, don't worry, we're not going to get shot in the head. Just random bus drivers are going to get shot in the head. Don't worry about it. But, so that was fun. We went.
So that was fun.
Yeah. You know, just another day in paradise. Just another day in paradise. All right, so then. And let's see, then we passed by. We were going to have the Noche de Hogar, but then it ended up being that, like, because of the paro, nobody wanted to come, which kind of stinks. But it's okay. Well, we're going to do the Noche de Hogar this week, so that's going to be fun. Then, let's see, on Friday, we went past the Familia Martinez again. Oh, no, this is the second time that we went with Hermano Willy. First time we didn't go with them. That's right. But it ended up being really good. This is the lesson. That was a really good lesson. They didn't end up coming to church, but whatever. Then, let's see. What happened after that? Do you remember, man?
No. Is that a recorder?
Yeah.
Is that a diary?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And then I just, like, sent it back to my family.
That's awesome.
It's super cool. Yeah. I like it. Because then, like, my family can hear my voice every week or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. Then after that, Saturday, we went down to San Francisco out in the Campo, and it was super fun. We, like, went and looked for a bunch of people, and we did, like, a bunch of contacts. We found a couple people that, like, talked to the missionaries a while ago, but, like, they apparently stopped visiting them. So, we're going to go start passing by them. And then, let's see, in the afternoon, we went past a couple people. Then we did, and then let's see, Sunday, we went to church, obviously. Then in the afternoon, we went past a bunch of people, and it ended up that nobody was there, but whatever. Let's see, I can talk about like my investigator. So, Noel and Florencia, they're the two kids that we found last week that are super cool. They have a date for the 2nd, or the 1st of July. They didn't come to church, so we'll have to see if that, like, we'll probably have to do it the 2nd. But they're super cool. Like, they're super awesome. We were talking, and they said that, like, a little bit ago, they started going to the, like, evangelical church. Evangelist church, I don't know, and they said like they're starting to like understand stuff about God, and so we're like, oh sweet, well start reading the Book of Mormon because this is like super gonna help you.
It's better.
It's like read it, it's really good. But yeah, so that was good. Then after that, we visited Juan, Cristina, and Caro. So Caro, she's super cool. So she came last Sunday to church. Like, we didn't invite her to church or anything, but we've been, like, eating in her house. This is, like, that one family that, like, we go to eat at their house, but, like, they're not members, and it's kind of, like, awkward at first, but now it's super cool. And because, like, now they're investigators and stuff. But yeah, so she came on Sunday, which is super sweet. She has a date for the 1st, but I think she smokes, so we may have to push it forward, but we have got faith. I don't think she smokes. I think we're good. So we're just gonna have to keep teaching her. We're gonna go past her tomorrow, which is gonna be awesome. Then we have Fito and Marisa, or Marisa. They're super cool. They're just kind of like a humble little family. Like he drives like a Remise, and it's just like this old beat up like crappy car. And he just goes and like takes people up to Cap. That's true. I've seen a couple nice Remises, but, like, it's all right. It's crap. So, So yeah, so he's a stud. So they have to get married, but they want to get married. But the problem is he has to get divorced, and like here it's kind of a pain to get divorced. So yeah, we're hoping that he can just get divorced quickly, that they can get married, and that everything can go well, because they're awesome. They have a date for the 29th, so the end of January, or July. January. We put it really out far, because it just takes a really long time for people to get married here. No, and then, let's see, Juan y Esther, those are the crazy people that, like, were... Like, in our lesson, they started talking in tongues, and they told my comp that he didn't have the spirit and stuff. It was kind of weird. It was really weird. They're cool guys, though, but, like, the problem is they just don't understand. But whatever. We'll figure it out someday. Then, let's see. Yana, they live out in the middle of nowhere, and they're not really progressing. Like, I don't... Like, they also have to get married, but their mono is a member, but she isn't. And so... I don't know. It's kind of like they want to get married, but they don't want to get married. Like, it's kind of a weird situation because she's like 24 or like 22 and he's like 65 and they have a kid. It's kind of weird, but the problem is, like, I don't think he like wants to get married, but like they want to get married so that that she can get baptized. Like, I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation, but whatever. Then, Marcelo, Nancy, then there's Juan y Bonnie. We found them. They're super cool. Apparently, she's a member, and she was a member, like, a long time ago. But she stopped coming. She's super nice. Like, she's, like, the nicest lady, and she, like, knows everything about the church. And she wants us to teach her grandson. But it's that he was gone the last time, so... We hope this week we can find him, but he seems like a total stud. Then Luis y Alba. Luis, he's the less active that we found the other day when we were walking home. And they're cool, but like it's weird because like I think the hermano knows that he needs to change things in his life. And so he kind of like got cold feet and he like doesn't come to church or anything. But this week we're going to try to like get them for sure to church because... Like, he's such a stud. Like, his testimony is super, super strong. And, like, when he told us his testimony last time, it was just like, I was like, whoa, how are you not, like, a bishop? Like, seriously, sweet. He's a total stud. So, we're going to try to get him progressing. It's our meat drums. Then let's see, who else? Cito y Maria, those are like some old people. We were just doing like contacts and like we knocked on this guy's door and it's just like this super old guy walked out and first his wife walked out and then we're like, hey, can we like come by or like can we pass, what is it, can we come in? And then and he's like, yeah, sure, come in. So then we go and we like teach him a lesson, we start talking and stuff, and they seem like super cool. But then, like, at the end of the lesson, like, somebody comes to his house, and he's like, here, just give me a second. Is right?
There,
okay.
Is there any of this that you guys are still using?
No.
No?
I think you can wash it off. But, so we go to, and we're, like, sitting there, we're, like, teaching lesson one, and then, like, this guy comes, and he just, like, leaves, and we're like, what the heck's going on? And he goes, like, into this back room, and then he comes out, and then he sits down, and we're like, what was that? And he's like, oh yeah, like there's this wind stuff. And like this wind stuff, like it's really bad for you. I'm like, really? It's like, yeah. And back when I lived in Paraguay, I learned how to do this prayer that gets rid of the wind stuff. And we're like, really? He's like, yeah. So now I know how to like get wind stuff out of people. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, how do you do that? He's like, no, it's a secret. I can't tell anybody, but it works. He's like, I've cured like a ton of people doing this stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then he comes, and he sits down, and we're like, okay, well, that's cool. Here, you read the Book of Mormon and like pray about it and pray and see if it's the truth. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll read it. He's like, I don't really read. I never learned how to read, but my wife could read it to me and write, okay, yeah, sure, do that. And then and then we're like, okay, can we like leave with a prayer? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, okay. And then we like close our eyes and like we like start praying. And we're like, hey, so this is how you do the prayer. He's like, okay. Like we explain to him all of the steps and everything. He's like, okay, I get it. Okay. And we like go and like sit down and like it's quiet. And I'm like, is he praying? And I like open my eyes like just to see what's going on. And I look over at him and he's like mouthing, like he's talking, but like he's not saying anything. He's like whispering something. And it's like, and he's like staring at me. And I'm like, like you can say it out loud if you want. He's like, no, no. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, okay, I'm done. And like, okay. He's like, yeah, now I took the wind out of you or whatever. He's like, I took this stuff out of you. He's like, yeah, he's like, I cured you. And I was like, what? I was so confused. And then he's like, yeah, you're good, so don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, we're leaving. Like, all right, well, we'll come back next week. He's like, okay. And we leave. But yeah, so that was cool. Let's see, Fabian and Cecilia, we haven't been able to find them again, but they're cool. Like, they're the ones that just let us into their house, and we taught them a super good lesson, and then we came back. And when we came back, they're, like, disappeared. But I think it's because his brother is, like, a super evangelist guy that is, like, he goes around all of South America preaching about God and stuff. And so I think he said stuff about our church, and now they, like, kind of got cold feet, and they don't want to listen anymore. But we've got our hopes up, so I'm not gonna lose faith. But then other than that, we got a couple other people, but those are like our main people that we're teaching, so that was super cool. I guess here I'll read a scripture this week that I really liked. And so I'm in 3 Nephi, which 3 Nephi is super cool. I can find it. Where is it? Here we are. Almost there. This is cool. So this is when... Okay, so this is when... This is super cool. So this is in 3 Nephi 19:35 and 36. And this is super cool. So this is when Jesus is with the people and he's teaching them. And he... this is like after he comes and he gives them the Holy Ghost. And they all get baptized. It's like they get baptized and they get the Holy Ghost. And then after they're talking, and then Jesus, like, says his prayer. And they're like, it was so, like, they're like, the things that he said were so, like, spiritual, so, like, perfect that, like, he couldn't be written, right? And in this part, I really like it. It says, 35 and 36, it says, Y aconteció que cuando Jesús hubo concluido de orar, volvió a sus discípulos, y les dijo, Jamás he visto tan grande entre todos los judíos. Por tanto, no pude mostrarles tan grandes milagros por motivo de su incredulidad. En verdad os digo que no hay ninguno de ellos que haya visto tan grandes cosas, cosas tan grandes como las que habéis visto vosotros, ni que haya oído tan grandes cosas como las que vosotros habéis oído. And this scripture is super cool because... Like, it's because of their great faith that they were able to, like, see these grand miracles and have, like, all these wonderful blessings. And so it just shows that for us, like, we need to have faith like these Nephites, that we can be able to see grand miracles and see things that are, that, like, nobody else has seen. And so I guess my invitation for you guys is that you guys can, like, work on developing this kind of faith that you can have the miracles. Like Dad, when you were back when we lived in Colorado, how we were talking about, like, the Miracle 6 stuff. Like, it's really the truth. Like, if we can do all those 6 things, they can